And so everything points to shoes as being the mysterious somethings, or whatchamacallits, of which the bird people would not speak. And the curious fact is that the shoe shop intensifier ray mentioned mere seconds ago is in actuality a phony, designed to make Dolman Saxlil executives feel they're doing something excitingly aggressive when in fact all they need to do is wait. The shoe event horizon is now a firmly established and rather sad economic phenomenon, which in future times will be taught as part of the basic middle school life, the universe and everything syllabus. Here is a typical computer class from the Brandis Vogan Megalise, Unidate N11VCK168.
Good morning, Lifeform.
Hi, Teach.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Then stand up. Harsh economic truths, class 17. You are standing up?
Yes.
Good. Posit, you are living in an exciting go-ahead civilization. Where are you looking?
Up.
What do you see?
The open sky, the stars, an infinite horizon.
Correct. You may press the button.
Thank you. Oh, that feels nice.
Posit, you are living in a stagnant, declining civilization. Where are you looking?
Down.
What do you see?
My shoes.
Correct. What do you do to cheer yourself up?
Press the button.
Incorrect. Think again. Your world is a depressing place. You are looking at your shoes. How do you cheer yourself up?
I buy a new pair.
Correct.
Can I press the button?
All right.
So nice.
Now, imagine everyone does the same thing. What happens?
Everyone feels nice.
Forget the button. Concentrate. Everyone buys new shoes. What happens?
More shoes.
And?
More shoe shops.
Correct.
Can I?
No.
Oh.
And in order to support all these extra shoe shops, what must happen?
Everyone must keep buying shoes.
And how is that arranged?
Manufacturers dictate more and more different fashions and make shoes so bandy that they either hurt the feet or fall apart.
So that?
Everyone has to buy more shoes.
Until?
Until everyone gets fed up with lousy, rotten shoes.
And then what?
Why can't I press the button?
And then what? Come on!
Massive capital investment by the manufacturers to try and make people buy the shoes.
Which means?
More shoe shops.
And then we reach what point?
The point where I press the button again.
All right.
Oh, that's so nice. That's really nice.
And then we reach what point?
The shoe event horizon. The whole economy overbalances. Shoe shops outnumber every other kind of shop. It becomes economically impossible to build anything other than shoe shops. And bingo, I get to press the button again.
Wait for permission. Now, what's the final stage?
Every shop in the world ends up as a shoe shop.
Full of?
Shoes no one can wear.
Result?
Famine, collapse and ruin. Any survivors eventually evolve into birds and never put their feet on the ground again.
Excellent. End of lesson. You may press the button.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Teach. Goodbye.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Press the other button.
Oh, right.
And so forth.